We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This week's Loud and Local Band of the Week is Toast. Our Loud and Local Band of the Week, Toast, and if you want to find out how you can get their music, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Currently writing and recording their follow-up to their debut record, which came out a little while ago, and it's titled Psycho Grunge.
And make sure you join us every Sunday night at 8 o'clock right here at The Rock, because we have a great two-hour show called Loud and Local, and it plays the best music of the Pacific Northwest, bands like Toast. Friday, everybody! Yeah. Let's go Kraken! I know it's not Thursday, but I still...
Release the Kraken!
Sploosh! Sploosh! I still want the Kraken to win and go 3-0 under the, Davy Jones regime?
The Davy Jones regime, our team pet.
Yes.
Now, at this point, screw having a mascot. The dog is the way to... Okay, I still want a mascot.
Okay. Whoa, okay. Right.
Wow. Unless we have a giant mascot of Davy Jones.
Ooh. What?
All right. I don't know.
I don't know what's going on, but the dog is helping them win, BJ.
Yep. All right. Yep. I feel that as well. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Bert in Puyallup. Bert, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. Get out! For those playing at home, Bert will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bert, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which former member of the Beatles recorded albums with the Plastic Ono Band?
John Lennon.
Yes. What is the frothy foam on top of a freshly poured beer called?
Head.
Yes. In which decade did the Pillsbury Doughboy first appear on television?
40s, 50s, 60s.
60s, yes. The berries of the juniper tree are used to flavor which alcoholic drink?
Pass.
Famous baseball player Babe Ruth died in what decade?
70s, 80s, 90s.
No. Which sporting event is referred to as the Run for the Roses?
Rose Bowl.
No.
Kentucky Derby.
Yes. Who was the U.S.'s first Postmaster General?
Pass.
What company created the first ever digital camera?
Canon.
No.
Kodiak.
No.
Nikon.
No. Finish the title of the Little Richard song, Good Golly Who?
I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh, boy.
So close on that digital camera one, but couldn't give it to you.
Yeah, Bert, you're not going to be happy with yourself because you were on the right track. You just said a place as opposed to a company.
Yeah, or a thing, or added an extra syllable there, so... We'll have to see if Steve gets that one, and if that's the deciding factor. Steve?
Yes.
You're back?
I am.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Oh, yeah!
Which former member of the Beatles recorded albums with the Plastic Ono Band?
That would be John Lennon.
Yes! What is the frothy foam on top of a freshly poured beer called?
Head.
Yes. In which decade did the Pillsbury Doughboy first appear on TV?
50s.
No.
60s?
Yes. The berries of the juniper tree are used to flavor which alcoholic drink?
Mint julep?
No.
Wine?
No.
I'm going to go with Cosmopolitan.
No. Famous baseball player Babe Ruth died in what decade?
The 50s?
No.
The 40s?
Yes. What sporting event is referred to as the Run for the Roses?
Run for the Roses. Kentucky Derby.
Yes. Who was the U.S.'s first Postmaster General?
Davy Jones.
No.
Vicky B.
No.
What's that guy? Paul Revere.
No. What company created the first ever digital camera?
Newman. That's who it was. No, I'm kidding. That's not my
Newman.
Guess. Nikon.
No.
Oh, crap. Xerox?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4,
Sony.
5. No. And you squeaked by 5-4.
Oh, it could have been a tie if Bert didn't say Kodiak.
Yes.
Kodiak. Sorry, Bert.
It's Kodak.
Oh, yep. No.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
Bert, you tried. and
he's
me
gone.
Down.
Have a great weekend, Bert.
Yeah. You tried.
Have a good one, buddy.
Disappointed me.
On the best!
Yeah, buddy.
Really feel like he's not, though.
He's
today.
Not.
A W's a W. He was an I away from losing.
Down to the wire.
Sure, I gave up a bunch of stupid penalties towards the end of the
gosh.
Game.
Yeah.
But we stood strong, and we won.
All right, fair enough. I'll accept that analogy.
I probably should have reworded this question. The berries of the juniper tree are used to flavor which alcohol? Maybe that would have changed it a little bit.
Gin.
All right, then.
All right, okay.
I've used this before, and you've gotten it wrong before. So,
what was the original drink? You said a drink?
I said which alcoholic drink.
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right.
So, that's why you're going down, like, the mint julep road and stuff like that.
I did guess wine. I mean, I was just confused.
And honestly, I agree with you. That was a horrible question. And,
okay, simmer down over there, mister.
Steve, I get a loser song, because I know he would have got it wrong.
No, that's not happening.
No, I should play it, right?
No, they both got that one wrong. Oh, no.
Don't even do this, Steve. I swear to God, I will play a loser song. Do not even. You
double dipped so many times, and I'm drawing the line. Wow. So you knew that. You figured out that it was Kodak. Does anybody know who the U.S.'s first Postmaster General was?
I keep thinking C. Everett Koop, and I know that's not the answer.
No, I don't even know who that is.
He's like an attorney general, or
did he do
something about telling people not to smoke cigarettes?
He had a cool beard.
Oh, he was the guy with that weird beard, the one that would... Okay, yeah.
But George Washington.
No, not George Washington.
It's got to be somebody we know, though, right?
Cliff Clavin.
Not Cliff Clavin, but
Benjamin
it was...
Benjamin Franklin.
There you go!
Yeah.
Ben Franklin.
Yeah, it was somebody we... I was going to say, if it's somebody we don't know, I would be like, come on.
And there was one question you didn't get to that Bert did not get correct. Finish the title of the Little Richard song, Good Golly Who?
Miss...
Yeah! So you would have won even more if you would have gotten
it. Oh, man. Steve, you had a chance to win better.
Yeah, congrats. And congrats on your win.
Hey, so Steve.
We keep talking about the Kraken winning, because it's not often that we get these, and we're two in a row now, so that's pretty exciting. But we've been talking about the new dog, the rescue dog that they have. Like, someone from the team got, and it's become like the team dog, and I think they're teaching it to be a therapy dog as well, and it's called Davy Jones. Spelled D-A-V-Y, though, not like D-A-V-E-Y, like the real Davy Jones.
Oh, okay, so I had a, so they're letting him have his own identity.
But
okay.
Somebody brought up a good point. They should have named the dog Davy Bones.
Oh, missed opportunity.
Right?
That would have been fun.
That's a fun name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way, though, this dog is our new good luck charm. That's how I'm looking at it.
I just love how much people have just, like, gone crazy about the dog. It's such a random thing, and I think they probably did it as a goof. Not realizing that it would take off as crazy as it has.
Well, after the giant losing streak, yeah. They were looking for literally anything.
The timing
to look
was
up
perfect.
For,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's a rescue dog, and everybody loves dogs. I feel like it was a GM. If it was an accident, great for them. But man, I could also see this being a genius move.
Well, and I love the video that they posted where they were like, they asked the players, and it's like, because normally sometimes the players, you could tell they just don't want to deal with like the stupid question of the day type.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen that on Twitter, BJ.
I have.
Somebody, like the equipment person, will put up a question of the day, like, do you like coffee? What's your favorite coffee? And then some of the players look annoyed when they answer because they're just done with practice.
Right.
And others are having fun with it. But this one, you're right.
Everyone was just so stoked. It was like, should we get a team dog? And everyone's like, absolutely yes.
and then a few hours later. And the video is great because they put like a GoPro on the dog and all the players are like laying on, like, I think it was like Grubauer is on the ground in his full goalie gear, like on his pads. I don't think he had his chest protector on just yet. And he's like laying on the ground, like just playing with the dog. Like, I wonder if that just improved their spirits prior, because like loosened them up. As dumb as that sounds, sometimes you just need whatever it can to have you stop forgetting about the fact that you've been losing.
Yeah, you know what, Steve? I think you're onto something there. Because, I mean, look, people love animals, and animals just make people feel better. So, yeah, I mean, if you're on the schneid and that dog comes in the room, at least, hey, that dog may have helped us get back in the W's. I love it.
And yesterday after they won the game, they had a shark chew toy. Yeah. And the Davy the dog had the shark chew toy in his mouth.
That's fantastic. Okay, we need to get chew toys for every mascot in the NHL.
I gotta imagine they're already working on that.
Yeah, we gotta get Gritty just chomped up. You know what I mean? That'll be our answer how Gritty treated that lame whatever octopus thing when we first played Philadelphia.
Cuddles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cuddles, you know, and now we're gonna get a Gritty doll, which I'm sure they sell.
Oh yeah.
And
they
let's
do.
Just yeah, and then let's just have, you know, Davy just wreck it.
Oh man. See, this would be the moment where I would lose my job as like the social media director for the Seattle Kraken if I was in charge of that, because I would try and get Davy to poop on Gritty.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. You'd probably lose your gig. here I am. I mean, though I have to say, pooping on Gritty's not a bad idea. You know, I mean, everybody else should give the chew treatment, but I think, yeah, maybe Gritty deserves a poop.
You know, I feel like that would go viral.
Yeah, I think you're right. It would go viral, and you would go to the unemployment line, but yes, it would be a great deal.
What a great conversation. They'd be like, you know, usually we have you talk to human resources. The Lywickies want to talk to you. And they'll be like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Exactly. We love what you did. You're fired, but we love what you did.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, we have to take this stand, but it was brilliant. Thank you. We got to, you know, we told you yesterday about this TV reporter that was doing a report on location and got hit by a car. And thankfully, she's okay. The audio, though, is crazy. We have it for you. You're going to hear it at 7:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Yesterday, we came across this crazy video of a reporter in West Virginia that was hit by a car during a live report. You can check it out on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. It all went down Wednesday night when a reporter from WSAZ-TV, Tori Yorgi, had started to do her report from the field when a car came from behind her and hit her. And thankfully, she's okay, but here's the audio of how that went down.
Now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay, Tim.
That's first for you on TV, Tori.
We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad I'm okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
One more minute.
We're good, Tim.
Ma'am, you are so sweet and you are okay. It is all good. You know, oh, Lord.
So you...
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were bumped in...
To me, Tim.
Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly, we might need to move the camera over a bit. Yeah. So let me do that.
This is like opened up a whole bunch of conversations now about like the conditions that they put some of these on the field reporters in, because a lot of them are doing it by themselves. It's gone to the days that they have a camera person and a producer looking out. It's like one person shows up with a camera, sets up on the tripod, and then does the piece.
Yeah, man, and that's why she didn't know the car was coming her way, because nobody's looking into the camera to say, oh, my God, they're not looking in the direction behind her, so she's blinded. She has no idea.
Dude, as I listen back to it, I mean, I know a lot of people giving that Tim guy a hard time because he's
getting wrecked online about this.
And then they've come out and say, like, he wasn't able to see what was going on. He was just hearing it. Or if he did see it, he wasn't able to see it as well as, like, the rest of us. So I guess, like, he's a good dude. And, like, she even said, like, hey... He's a good guy. But the part that I thought was just so impressive, A, it's like her last week on the job and she's still doing these things. I'd be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And then she gets hit by the car, but she's like consoling the person who hit her. She's like, lady, you're okay. It's fine. I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, she's a champ.
I'd
no
be
doubt
cursing
about
that
it.
Woman out. I'm like, what the hell? How did you not see a human being? I can't say the things I would say. But
wow. Yeah. Adrenaline is a wonderful thing, though. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if she went and got herself checked out at the doctor to really see. Because, you know, your body was like, don't worry. We'll figure this out. We're okay. But, you know, then later on, you know, then was the night goes by. You'd be like, oh, man, I got some soreness. But you're right about the news dude. Tim Ear is getting bashed online because it does sound like he's unsympathetic, but you make good points that he didn't know. And also he's got to stay in the news voice. They all, you know, that's what they do.
But boy, it does sound bad. He's like, well, is that a first time for you there?
Yeah. And he was like, wrong about that. Cause I mean, I got to give him credit. I would think, okay, this has got to be a first in your career. Whoever gets hit by a car doing the news. She goes, oh, actually, no, it's been done before. I was hit by a car in college.
Like, I could see if you were the anchor, you would not, you're like, oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
what happened?
I know. It's just those news anchors, they just don't know how to get out of that whole news anchor situation. But she did put out a tweet and she said, look, I know Tim Ear is getting bashed, but he couldn't see what was happening. He's one of the kindest people I know. He was the first to call and check on me. So Tori was like, stop beating this guy up. He's really a good dude. And it just didn't come off that way, unfortunately.
Oh, he called her.
What's that?
Are you coming to work tomorrow? She's like, no, F you, Tim.
Yeah.
I'm done. I think she's got like a bigger gig now in Pittsburgh or something along those lines.
Well, geez, they got cars in Pittsburgh. She better watch out.
Cars in Pittsburgh. Where don't they have cars, BJ?
Yeah, but she's like, this is my last week on the job. It's like, yeah, but you're still going to do the same kind of job. Hopefully they give you a cameraman. I mean, man. Oh, damn, dude.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, yeah, this TV reporter on location gets hit by a car and then continues her coverage. Based on this, we want you to finish this sentence, fill it in. I can't believe blank happened to me while on the job. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Fill in this sentence. I can't believe blank happened to me while on the job. We got your calls, we got your texts. After Green Day, on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A TV reporter on location gets hit by a car and then continues coverage. Based on this, we want you to fill in this sentence. I can't believe blank happened to me while on the job. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Brooklyn and Everett. Or is it Everett and Brooklyn? I don't know. Brooklyn, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad, Brooklyn. What you got for us?
Nice. So, I used to work security in downtown Bellevue, and we got internal information that Snoop Dogg was going to be coming out for a sign-off and autographs and stuff.
Oh, nice.
During some kind of skater event, so I got to be on the list to pull the VIP security for Snoop Dogg and meet his tour bus and escort him up and guard him and everything and kind of hang out and talk, take pictures and all that fun stuff.
So what was your experience like with Snoop? Did you get to talk to him about anything?
Not too much, no. There were quite a few other people, so like we got minimal time to talk, just kind of like the usual BS and that kind of thing. But he was super chill and really easygoing.
I wonder why he was super chill.
Typical. Right? No, it was a funny thing, too, because we got like briefed beforehand. Like one of the funny things that came up was my manager said, if he rolls up smoking a joint, we're not going to trespass him. And everybody was like, well, no ass.
Right.
It's not going to happen. But it was internal information, too. So, like, they didn't want to draw a huge crowd. So they didn't want people, like, the public knowing. But I still kind of leaked it out to all my friends and family and everything and had them come out and meet him and get autographs and all that fun stuff, too.
Did he have a guy in his entourage that wore, like, a Terry-type material tracksuit and rubbed his belly the whole time?
I don't think so, no. His bodyguard was actually super, super mean. So, but yeah.
Oh, but
it was funny because we were leaving.
Good cop, bad cop. You got to have it.
No, it might be. Yeah, because the one time I was around Snoop, his main security guy was not very nice, but I think that's just part of his gig. But he was wearing a tracksuit, but he wore the top, the jacket part, around his neck like a cape. And he had like a white tank top, one of those tight tank tops. And he was just rubbing his belly while talking to us. And it was just like, this is just such a weird visual. I'm being like intimidated by a man rubbing his belly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a weird flex.
Yeah. It was cool. It was pretty funny looking back on it.
Yeah.
Better his belly than your belly.
Oh, you know, if I'd listen more if he was rubbing my belly.
See, now that's that's the next step in security. You just go up to somebody and you start rubbing their belly going, we're not going to have any trouble here, are we?
We call it the Lulu tactic, because when you rub Lulu's belly, she's very calm.
Oh, there you go. That's how you, that's what they, I think that the bouncers should start doing that to the drunks at bars. Just start rubbing their bellies. I love this plan.
How about Kathy and Bonnie Lake texted us and said, the bank I was working at got held up by a guy in a ski mask and a gun.
Ooh.
I put my notice in the next day. I don't get paid enough for that. Yeah, I would be done too.
Yeah, me too.
I would be so nervous. It's like if I worked at a bank, especially nowadays, like everyone's coming in with a mask on.
Yeah.
Probably more nervous when they don't. You're like, that's the person that's going to stick us up.
I know. And it is interesting when you see that one person. I immediately go, what's going on? And I think that person's up to no good. If I see him in a supermarket or whatever. And it's so weird. It's like, a couple of months ago, everybody kind of was running around with no mask on in some places. But, you know, hey, it's just like, it's weird.
Well, whenever I go to a bank, like in the wintertime, I'm always putting on like my knit cap. And I'm always like, I don't know why. I'm like, what if they think I'm a bank robber? I'm putting on my knit cap. Like, I don't have like a ski mask, but like, I'm doing the motion. And I'm like, is someone going to tackle me before they realize that I'm just a guy with a bald head and I'm cold?
Yeah, you know, has the knit cap look been replaced by people wearing masks? Like in all the new shows, like, you know, the Money Heist masks, they wear the Salvatore Dali masks.
Oh, but the old school ski mask is the way to go.
Oh, you still think that that's better than wearing like a Captain Kirk mask or something? You're like all for, you know, I want to wear the Joker mask because I feel like that's, you know, like he's really a criminal.
Whatever happened to tradition though, BJ?
Yeah, you're right. The old school. What about the cat burglar mask where you just wear like the Robin mask?
Well, that's just stupid.
So you just look like a raccoon running around?
Yeah. Like, that way you wear the striped shirt. You got to wear the striped shirt. Didn't they have the striped shirt burglar?
Yes.
That was the burglar outfit. I think you got to wear that.
Well, there was a story recently where a guy got busted. He robbed, like, from a convenience store. And the way that he got busted because he wasn't wearing a mask. I'm like, this is the time of... You would think if you're a criminal, like, this is, like, this is the easiest time to be one because it's not weird. No red flags go up when someone walks in with a mask on.
When you're a rebel, Steve, you're a rebel. If society says I should wear a mask and I shouldn't rob banks, I am not wearing a mask when I rob that bank. I'm doing it.
So he said, I can't talk about crazy things that happen while you're at work. I can't believe a 600-pound sow pig ran over me at full speed while I was working. Thanks, from Chris in Fall City.
Mm. Whoa.
That's weird when it happened at the bank.
Yeah.
It did, yeah.
That's you know what? That's another reason why I quit the bank.
Most banks have pigs as security.
Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Fill in this sentence. I can't believe blank happened to me while on the job. Let's go to Jason and Kent. Jason, you are on the Rock.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning, Jason. What you got for us, buddy?
All right. So I used to work at 7-Eleven, and it was in Federal Way, and I lived in Lakewood, and I misread what my schedule was. I thought I was working at 11 at night. Turned out it was 2 in the morning, so I wasn't going to drive back home. So I decided to go to the bar and have a few beers. Then I went to work, and I was, like, pricing up, like, the generic prepackaged donuts and then passed out on the floor.
Oh, there we go. So there you are. You were the only one working the joint, obviously, so it's just like somebody walk in.
No, I wasn't. I had a coworker there, and he let me sleep there for, like, 15 minutes because he wasn't sure if I died.
Quick timeout. BJ, did you just make an sound because you were thinking about donuts?
Maybe.
Okay.
Good catch.
I was on BJ, like, he was just like, I could hear you thinking about donuts, and you go,
Yeah. And I was going to ask about the donuts, but then I thought, you know what? I don't want to be like Steve and just, you know, I want to, like, stick to the story because you, but I do want to know what kind of donuts they were.
Yeah, I can hear. Well, good luck in the tunnel that you're in right now. It's a windstorm that's going on.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. We'll never find out what those donuts were.
Probably glazed.
Nice. I love glazed.
It can't go wrong with a good glazed.
I haven't had a donut in a while. I mean,
congratulations.
Well, yeah, I mean, part of it is...
There's a box of Krispy Kreme on Miles' desk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. You know, thanks to COVID, you know, this
kid's not... Well, he's not coming in. He's on COVID protocol, so...
Oh, well,
that
boy.
Means there's free donuts for everyone.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but now, has it been 24 hours? So the COVID's gone, right? Because you're supposed to leave stuff for 24 hours.
Well, he hasn't been here a week.
Oh, okay, that's safe. Then those donuts are up for grabs. Let's do it.
Damn straight.
Krispy Kremes are so good.
Watch, he shows up on Monday and he's just like, where are my freaking donuts?
They're on the way. Don't worry about it.
Like, we ate them.
Yeah, they got to go. I mean, because you don't want them to go stale. A week is a long time to, you know. Okay. Yeah, that's what the... That's why,
I like,
man,
how we created that they've been up there for a whole week. Like, I just saw them this morning on his desk.
I'm going to tell you this, though, man. Krispy Kreme, the microwave makes a Krispy Kreme almost the way it is when it's fresh. It is amazing how that technology exists with Krispy Kreme.
See, I know you're big into that. I just don't have the patience. I see a Krispy Kreme donut. There's no chance I'm going to make it to the microwave in time to
have you
it.
Ever. But have you ever been in the line, like when it first opened,
yes,
and they handed them out to you?
I've had the warm donut.
Oh, I can't go back.
The warm,
you know.
Donut,
and then somebody told me the trick. 5 seconds is all it takes for just joy.
But in about 5 seconds, that thing's already in my mouth.
Yeah, you just shove it in your mouth.
Yeah, look, I get
done.
It. Look, I can't argue with the fact that it's really difficult to walk somewhere with a Krispy Kreme and not devour it. But man, but see, when they go a little stale, the microwave brings them back. That's the thing.
Someone texted in
a donut.
Said, I can't believe I pooped myself at work. I live 33 miles away, and I drive at 4 in the morning. No store was open, and I had to go bad. I was duck walking all the way to the parking lot to the door to get to the bathroom as fast as I could. I failed. From Mr. Anonymous.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah, that would be the Rev's answer to this topic.
I have, you know, I do have a lot of empathy. I mean, that has never happened to me that I haven't been able to hit a bathroom, except one time when I was in Wyoming and thought I was going to be eaten by creatures because I saw these glowing eyes coming at me, and literally... I was like, wow, I have to go to the bathroom right now. There's no way I'm stopping this. And I'm like, I should be running, but instead I'm doing something else. Luckily, it was a dog, but I thought it was a wolf coming to just, you know, say, hey, buddy, it's time.
I know. I feel like I'm just a bearer of bad news with every break, guys.
What's, you know, what's going on now? Yeah.
Dude, someone just texted us, and I went online to check it. Louis Anderson just passed away.
No!
We've had him on our show a bunch. Really nice guy. Super talented comic.
Wow.
I know he's had some health issues recently.
Yeah.
But passed away earlier this morning. He was battling cancer.
I really had the good fortune. I mean, we've had him on the show. Kyle Cease, you know, did some comedy stuff with him where I got to be part of that. and got to know Louis. And what a sweet, sweet man.
Yes.
And if you didn't see his work on Baskets, which I think might have been the latest stuff he did on television, where he played basically Zach Galifianakis' mother in that show.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
terrific. Wow, Louis Anderson. How old was Louis? Do we have
68.
68 years old. Now look, Louis was always had weight on him, so
but cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay, that's definitely unexpected. I didn't even know he was battling cancer.
Yeah, I read it recently that he's been battling lymphoma and
wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's too close in age to me. Man, that's a beating. Wow, Meatloaf, we get the news today, and now Louis Anderson.
What a crappy Friday, guys.
It's a very crappy Friday. And for a lot of us, man, that's our young adult life. I mean, Louis Anderson has been doing comedy for a long time and been part of my life. And like you said, Steve, getting a chance to have him in studio, you know, which he was always a great and gracious guest. And then thanks to Kyle Cease, who, of course, is a local comic who's gone on to do a lot of national stuff, too. He got to be really good friends with Louis Anderson and did some comedy stuff in town and had me join them. And Louis was so great to me. We had some great conversations.
They did like a comedians like boot camp type of a thing for aspiring comics to help them tighten up their act. And they brought us out there just to kind of watch and be a part of it. And it was super fun.
And it was really so much deeper than that, what those guys were doing, because really, if you want to be a performer, touching into parts of yourself in order to go as, you know, to really just in order to be as great as you want to be as a performer, those guys really shared a lot. And it was a great thing. I was so happy to be a part of it because I felt like it made me better on the radio, being around those guys, learning how to do even better comedy. And but Louis was such a nice man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was just so great to everybody there, you know, gave him just wow. Great, great performer, great talent, and so sad to hear about his passing at 68 years old.
Yeah, rough morning waking up. I mean, we talked earlier about Meatloaf passing, and now the news about Louis Anderson as well.
Yeah, wow. That really hits hard, you know, when you know somebody, you know, when you have a chance to, like, you know, spend extra time with them and get to know them as a person, as opposed to just, you know, just somebody that you watch perform. That's tough. That's really, I mean, man, Steve, Bob Saget and Louis Anderson, those are two people that I feel like really we had some great relationships with. Boy, that's tough. Ugh.
Well, they better stop now. I mean, we gotta hit the brakes on these celebrities passing for the rest of the day. I think that'd be nice, right?
Just for the rest of the day.
Well, I mean, it's baby steps.
I know, dude.
Can we go through the rest of Friday without bad news?
Look, I know that I know that every year.
Well, you'll hate next year because every year we get older.
I know.
We grow up loving are sadly leaving us.
Yeah, this is the thing, guys. I mean, look, you know, you hit your 40s and this is what starts happening. I mean, it's all been exacerbated by COVID and everything in the 2 years we've had already, but damn, dude. I mean, it feels like everybody's dying. I know that probably it's not the case, but it just feels that way. Oh, and it's a horrible start to 2022. I don't know of any other year where we've had so many iconic people leave us so early at the beginning of a year like this. It feels like it has never happened like this. I don't know, man. Oh, all right. That's enough, Steve. Like you said, we're done. And that rule of threes, I hope, does not happen today.
I'm turning off the computer. I'm not even
You're
going on
the computer.
Yep. I'd rather just not know.
Well, now let's not get crazy. But, I mean, look, there's a lot of still. I got to go on Facebook and see what people think.
I mean, come on. Oh,
jeez. Come on. You know, I don't want to miss their opinions on life. How can I get through the day? Hey, did a guy? Okay. Did a guy intentionally crash his plane just so that he could get more views on his YouTube page?
He lived, this guy.
Oh, he lived, did he?
Yes.
Oh,
thank goodness.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll tell you more about this at 7:50 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time. to on your rent or your mortgage by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card, and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it. But you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month. And that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.